David Prude, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Osbeck, Emily Anderson, Dante Toretti, and Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. I'm Nermeen Sheikh with Amy Goodman. Amy?
And I just want to say, for people to watch our Oscar interviews over these last months, you can go to democracynow.org. They're a fantastic array, especially around the documentary category, both the short and long category, as well as our interview with Ryan Coogler, the Oscar-winning director of Sinners.
Listening to WRCT 88.3 FM right here in the Pittsburgh. And now it's time for Zombo in Your Brain rebroadcast.
WRCT 88.3 in the Pittsburgh. That is not a way to start the show. I don't know what is a way to start a show, because that is a way to start a show. I am in your brain, Zombo in your brain. Today is Friday the 13th. Wow, March the 13th, Friday, 2026. Wow, huh, lucky you. Today, that was Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. And today is, I think, the fourth deadly sin, lust. Lust is today. We're going through the seven deadly sins. Next week, I think we got sloth, pride, and wrath are the last three. So, yeah. And, you know, we're doing the seven deadly sins. Why? Because you know why. You know why. And when we're done with this, you'll know why. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, then you're late to the party. I might tell you some things about the party later. But now, it's the beginning of the show. You know, things just get loosened up. So today's show is all songs about lust, desire, Eros. Eros! That's right, man. You got it. Yeah. Let's just play music. Here's Teenage Lust by the Jesus and Mary Chain. Zombo in Thine Brain, 88.3 RCT.
Creatures of the night, then you are in for a shattering surprise. If the very thought of vampires makes your flesh creep, if the sight of dripping blood makes your heart skip a beat, if the sound of tortured screams leaves you quivering with fright, then you must see Lust for a vampire. Disciples of the Black Mass, devils in female bodies whose embrace is the kiss of death for man or woman. The lust of a vampire is a bloodlust for love and death. Lust for a Vampire, released by American Continental Films in color, rated R.
Thank you. go there. I guess, you know, that was the with Dogs of Lust. And before that, we heard Depeche Mode with A Question of Lust. Oh, man, we played Jesus. Was it like the Mockster show here? No, Zombo in Your Brain. And there's all songs about lust and desire today. The fourth of the seven deadly sins, lust and desire. And let's see here. I should tell you a few things before we get going, right? I should tell you about Static Records. That's right, Static Records. WRCT is supported by Static Records. Static Records is an independently owned and operated shop. They're a shop, yeah. That buys new and used records and CDs. Yeah. Attic Records is located 513 Grant Avenue, right next to Static Records in Mental Hillvale. For more information, 412-821-8484. Tell them Zombo sent you. They will be absolutely disgusted. Attic Records Store Inc.com. Ooh, where'd they get this website? Attic Records Store Inc.com. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a flood of folks going to that. Yeah. You should have did AtticRecords.com. Should have done that. Attic Records, Inc. See, they're going to put I-N-K in there, and people are just going to not be at the right spot. It's that simple. How are you rats doing? That is wonderful to hear. Zombo in your brain. And it is WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. March the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2026. Playing songs all about lust and desire today. Pretty solid stuff. Pretty solid stuff. Oh, man. You know, there's one guy. And that's the thing. I think perhaps the less stuff you have and the less desirable you are, the more lust and desire you have. And this was one of the ugliest dudes ever to hit the showbiz stage. Piano Red. Man, this guy was nasty looking. But boy, what an amazing musician, writer, and all that other good stuff. That's my desire, Mr. Piano Red.
Let's bring him on, Piano Red, That's My Desire.
To spend one night with you. Yes, and I was running. Oh, this is why we reminisce. That's my desire. Thank you.
out of a very special planet in the faraway skies above, with a valley of hearts and flowers where all of us lovers go to love. And it's a very special planet. It's a very special planet. But you love it on the planet. Name Desire. Now if your baby kisses sends you, does he put you clear out of your mind? Don't believe your love is different and there ever was no other kind. And she's just got you on the planet. Name Desire. She got you on the planet. Name Desire. And you love it on the planet. Name Desire.
desire me. With every breath you breathe, just desire me.
Let every thought you think, let it be of me. Oh, baby.
'Cause I'll always want to be the one who satisfies you. Don't you know I idolize you? And when you're down and out, I'm the one you can rely on. Oh,
let me be, let me be, let me be.
Can I be the one you turn to? Please desire me.
Let every step you take be a step toward me.
Desire me.
Let your eyes be filled with joy every time you see me,
'cause I always want to be the one who holds you. Let these arms of mine enfold you. Give yourself to me only. Put your troubles on my shoulders. Oh,
let me be, let me be,
let me be. The one, can I be the one you run to? Oh, just desire me.
Let me be the one, let me be the one to share your waking hours.
Rely on me, rely on me.
Can I be the one? Can I be the one and only man?
Trust in me.
Let me share your ecstasy, passion and pain.
Desire,
desire,
desire
me. 'Cause I love you, I need you, and I want you, need to squeeze you. Yes, I do, yes, I do. I'm the one who
loves you.
Hey, and
I love you.
Can't you see?
I love you.
Hey, I'm the one.
I love you.
Hey, and I
love you.
is one intense piece of music there. Les Baxter with Bathsheba. And I'm sure Bathsheba was like someone named like Amy Camus or something, you know, some singer. But went by Bathsheba. And man, just belt. I would have loved to seen that recording session. You know, I was like, okay, you stand over there and you do that. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Bathsheba. Thank you. Oh, what else did we hear? We heard Desire Me by Sam Cooke. We heard Sam Cooke doing Desire Me. We heard, let's see here. What else did we hear? We heard the OJs, Desire Me. We heard Terry Nunn doing Desire Me. Terry Nunn, the singer, she was the singer for Berlin. And I remember way back when, remember COVID? Remember that? They really did a humdinger. They played Mar-a-Lago in 2020 without any mask mandate. Shame more people just didn't. Good try, COVID. Good try. But, yeah, you didn't get them all. It wasn't like Pokemon. You didn't get them all. Dang it, Jim. OJ's Desire Me. Bill Nelson, Flaming Desire. And this is another one of these things, speaking of like lust and desire, my desire for like music before pre-internets was pretty like scrapping around a lot. Didn't have a lot of money. Always went through, the bargain bins of all the record stores. Anything that had like a cool cover or was on an interesting label or was like, you know, I would listen to anything I could buy for like, you know, $1.99. That's how I got into Sparks. Sparks, wow, Propaganda. That's an interesting album cover. It's only 99 cents. Let's try that. Same with this Bill Nelson. I got this Bill Nelson when National Record Mart, I think they were going out of business, and they were selling all their cassettes and CDs for like nothing. I was like, wow, what a cool cover. This album, Love That Whirls, probably like an 80s or 90s release. I was like, man, this is really good. Same with... anything. It was just like, oh, for a while, it was like even listening to like avant-garde jazz, like on the ECM label, because the whole ECM company went out of business and they had like cool covers, but they had like, you know, it was really like hardcore jazz. It was like, you know, like any, it was just strange. It was this weird desire to just have music. I said, let me try this out. So for a while, I was actually listening to like, you know, pretty hard to listen to jazz just because it was only a dollar. I bought the whole every ECM record that they had when the company went out of business. And of course, you know, I played them a couple times, had that phase, and then who knows where all that stuff goes. I have no idea where my record collection is now. I partly in Portland, partly in a landfill, partly, where else did I sell? Portland, Seattle, and that's where I've dumped almost everything. But yeah, it's fascinating to think where things end up. We heard Planet Name Desire by Bill Mize. And that was from this great compilations called Desperate Rock and Roll. Once again, it's such like a desire for music when these Desperate Rock and Rolls came out. And they were all like 50s and 60s, like really, really ridiculously rare and somewhat inept and desperate rock and roll. Hence for the 29, 30 volumes of this. And these records weren't cheap. These records were like, you know, like $16, $18 because they're pretty much bootlegs. So, yeah, that's good with that right there. So that was my lust and my desire for music. And that's kind of, you know, I ask myself all the time why I do this radio show. Well, you know, it's been like 30 years I've been doing this. And yeah, after a while, you just don't even think about it anymore. It's almost like brushing your teeth in the morning. Like, I gotta do this, I'm gonna do that. And you do it and you just really don't know why. And a lot of people don't know why I do this show either. So there we go. We're all even. I should tell you a couple things here before we scoot along. Let's see here. 1 in 6 Americans get a foodborne illness every year. That's right. Born the food, and that's why it's important to use a food thermometer. That's right. Right in your rectum before you eat anything, just to make sure you have the right temperature when you're eating anything. Learn how to keep your family safe. Foodsafety.gov. This massage is brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT. Yeah, it's us right there. Yeah, it's right there. Have you mixed your pain meds up? Your allergy meds, you mixed them up with a guy on Fridays. Remember the TV show Fridays in the 80s? There was the druggist. And he was taking all the drugs of the, it was called Drugs or Us, and it was Mark Blankfield. And he would like take all, oh, I can handle it, I can. So there you go. There you go. He should have called the poison hotline. Look at that reference towards the, and they just re-released all those Fridays on Hulu again. So if you haven't watched Fridays, Fridays was like around 1980, 81, and it was the rival to Saturday Night Live, like right around when Saturday Night Live had like some really bad people in their cast. Like that second generation of Saturday Night Live where everybody was like, ooh, and then they fired everybody the following year. And so it's on Hulu, so you can watch Fridays. But I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff, a lot of drug humor, you know, and just so much drug humor. But Michael Richards, who played Kramer, started off on that. Larry David, also another Seinfeld guy, started off on that. And it's hit and miss. But there's a couple really funny things. But the thing to watch Fridays for are the musical guests. They had so much better musical guests than Saturday Night Live, even though Saturday Night Live had Elvis Costello and Talking Heads. But Fridays had like Devo, The Clash, Split Enz. Jack Burns. The comedian Jack Burns was the guy who directed it all. But boy, it's some rough watching. It's some rough watching. When you think comedy didn't age well, watch something like that. That's the thing. Music ages pretty decently unless you're like the band like The Cars that uses all those weird synthesizers. And then later on, like, hey, that's really cool. Then you listen like that and you go, wow, that's really lame. But if you mix those meds up, it's not lame. Call the poison hotline. That's right. Has your child swallowed cleaning products? Why you? That's on you. See, that is on you. Your child swallowed cleaning. You should keep them cleaning products away from a chip of paint. What are these doing around with your kids? What kind of parent are you? You call the poison hotline and tell them you messed up big time. Yeah. Then they'll call child services on you. How you like them apples? Or those wild mushrooms? How about if you had a wild mushroom that you didn't know what it was? Or got bit by a spider? Or a snake? Or an insect? Or had an anvil fall on your head? That is correct. Or got a blow dart? That's like somebody on the corner got judged with a blow dart. Poisonings happen at home, on the job, on the great outdoors, anywhere. It is a jungle out there. Poison control. 1-800-222. Here we go. 1-222. 222. 1-800-222. 1-222. There you go. Save that number. Save a life. Yeah, and I always thought it was. So there, you got to hand it to the people that, the folks that were the testers, the food testers. Somebody had to test what foods were poison and what foods weren't. Hey, eat that. Okay, I'll eat that. Well, we're not going to eat that anything from that tree anymore. Dude just croaked. How about that? Ooh, that guy just had a convulsion. Maybe we won't eat those berries. Go figure. So today's show is all lust and desire. And the fascinating thing about today's show is, if you could call it fascinating, most of the music featured today, songs that have lust, desire, eros, all in the titles and all the meanings. Most of them are either like heavy, more goth type 80s tunes or 60s type soul tunes. So I think that is a strange divider. Usually I have a very little surf stuff, maybe one or two surf stuff, not a lot of like punk stuff. Not a lot. So I try and like mishmash a lot of stuff. But when I put the show together, there were some songs I really wanted to play. Like the songs that's coming up here soon. Okay, got to tell you about a show on the station, shouldn't I? I do not know if this show is happening today. Let's see if it's still here listed. Oh, here it is. Is It Radio? Well, let's see if he comes in today. He wasn't in last Friday. Essential and unessential pop music Fridays 1 to 2 p.m. See if his shows up. Is it here? I don't know if he's Is It Here or not. Moonrise Kingdom. There's another new show. Moonrise Kingdom. Now, this is my kind of promo. Beach Songs. Moonrise Kingdom. Thursdays at 2 p.m. Wow. What is this with these super fast ones? Gross Misconduct. It's free to listen. Gross Misconduct. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. I see a trend here. With students, we need a promo on your show. Really? My show. Tuesdays at 3 o'clock. That's it?
Yep.
How about you? Okay, my show's name's The Revolving Door. Here's another one. Cozy Chill Vibes, Revolving Door, Thursdays at 6 p.m. I think it's all the same dude. There's like about 11 shows on this station. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, of course. Zombo in your brain. Today is Friday the 13th, March 13th, 2026. And today's show's all Lust and Desire. So you remember the date? I wonder if I can find an old clip of that. Jimmy Carter. Remember when Jimmy Carter got in a big stew? I wonder if I can find that. There was a big stew here that he got into when he mentioned about him lusting after people. I don't see if that comes up. Remember those good old days of Jimmy Carter and lust? Let's see here. I mean, you couldn't even talk about that stuff. Let's see if it comes up. Oh, here he goes. It's a Playboy interview. It's 35. How long is that? 35 seconds long. All right, let's see if I play it. Maybe see if I play a little bit of this and see where it goes.
Playboy.
Oh, he did a Playboy interview.
Other people have done it who are notable.
Yeah, there you go.
Governor Jerry Brown or Cronkite.
Where's his last name?
Secretary of Treasury, Mr. Simon.
So he got in trouble for doing an interview on Playboy, okay? Remember the good old days where guys just got in trouble for little stuff? Remember Howard Dean? Howard Dean went, yay! And it was like, oh my God, he's unhinged. He went, yay. And that unhinged his career. It is so amazing how we can kind of cherry pick and how we can glaze over things now. You know, Jimmy Carter doing a Playboy interview got in hot water. Remember the good old days? Obama got in big hot water because he wore a tan suit. Or Michelle Obama's arms were showing. Remember that? Remember when people were outraged with that? There is no bottom now. There is no outrage. And there's two specific things that actually reset society. There are two instances. The one was at the end of the McCarthy hearings. Back in the 50s, there was McCarthy. There were all this McCarthyism. They're talking about communism. And they were talking about McCarthyism and all this stuff. And one senator goes, "Have you no decency, sir?" And that resonated. "Have you no decency, sir?" And everything just crumbled. Let's shoot to today. "Have you no decency, sir? You're an idiot." There you go. "Have you no decency? You're an idiot." That's the response you will get. There's no bottom. It's like swimming and we're trying to touch the bottom and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. I mean, wow, you're talking the amount of just in your face, not even subtle corruption. They go, "Yeah, whatever." There's another scene. It was at the end of a movie called Facing the Crowd with Andy Griffith. And Andy Griffith has all these people hypnotized. You know, pretty much he has a TV show and he's telling people you have to see, he's starting to get into politics and he's starting to, and people are really are just following everything he says. And they leave the mic on at the end of a show when he's just talking to everybody. And he says, "These people, a bunch of dummies. I could eat them to eat dog food. I eat them. They're all stupid. They're all stupid." And all these people hear it. And they go, "Oh my gosh, I hate that guy now." Cut to today. "You guys are stupid." "Yep. I'm proud to be stupid." We got to find this magic key to turn all this around. And I can't even tell you, because when you go as low as pedophilia, you go as low as murder, you go as low as corruption. I mean, I don't know if there's anything much lower than that. You know? They figured out how to numb. And that's the thing. It is the mean, dumb people in the world. They're not just this country. Mean and stupid. Mean and stupid. That is such. How could that happen again? That happened in Germany. Mean and stupid. You know, just mean and stupid. That's it. And you can't. And they got to the point where you can't tell these people they're mean and stupid because they get mad, or it's not good etiquette. You know, Oh, man, you're mean and you're stupid. Well, then they get in an argument with you. You try and reason with them. They get in an argument with them. It's my motto is, if you can't beat them, just ignore them. Don't join them. If you can't beat them, ignore them. Hopefully they just die off. Sooner or later they will. You know they will. But wow. Mean and stupid. That is not, it is not anything more complicated than that. They dumb down the media and they trick people into thinking stuff. People can believe in anything. People believe in Santa Claus. People believe in leprechauns. People believe in the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Invisible Man in the Sky. People believe, your brain can believe anything.